Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my hairy fuzzball friend, Frank. How are you today? Hey, that was pretty good.
Thanks.
Was pretty good. Yeah. Does that mean you're in?
I'm in.
Yeah, great. Okay, I'm glad that you're in. Are you doing well this evening, Frank?
I'm doing quite well.
Or morning commute, or, you know, hour break,
You kept me in this windowless room. I have no idea what time of day it is, but I just know that it's a good one.
It is a good one, and I can tell you why it's a good one, Frank. It's because we're friends and we're drinking beer. We're going to talk about some fun things. But first and foremost, what are you drinking?
I am drinking this is The Crisp from Six Point Brewing in Brooklyn, New York. I like Six Point quite a bit. They are mostly, they're like hoppier beers, but this one is really good. It's their pills, and I like it. I like it a whole
Europe
lot.
You're a pills.
And I'm going to enjoy that. What are you having?
I am drinking a Down East cider, my friend, because I didn't feel like a beer this evening.
No, that's fine.
But a cider's got a good kick to it, you know? Makes you feel good.
I agree.
Sometimes they're a little too sweet, but Down East is kind of settles right in that middle sweet spot.
Yeah, not too sweet, not too tart. It's a good mix.
Right. It's the third bowl of porridge, if you will. You know, it's just right. Yep. Down East cider, the third bowl of porridge. God, if I could be on a marketing team, the things I would come up with in advertising. My goodness. So Frank, speaking of marketing, actually, there was one of the largest marketing days of the year yesterday.
That's
advertising
right.
days of the year. Could you tell me what happened this week to make it that so?
Yeah, this past weekend was Super Bowl Sunday, and obviously the only real reason anybody watches the Super Bowl is for the commercials.
That's right. That's right. You know, not for the footy ball,
not for the sports ball.
No, definitely just for the commercials. Many people watch it for both. I watched it for both this year.
Hmm.
And I was not disappointed on either fronts except to the end, and when the Pats lost, because we're from Boston, or at least I'm from Boston. You don't have to support them, but I do.
I don't.
Or I'll be killed.
I support baseball.
Personally, I love the Dolphins, but I'm not allowed to say that. So,
all right.
And I like the Dolphins because of Dan Marino, and he was friends with Ace Ventura, and so.
Oh yeah, good reason. good reason rooted in sports.
We're here to talk about the
ads, and one ad I think stood out to many nerds, many geeks.
Jeff Goldblum driving a Jeep.
Actually, that was fantastic.
that was
a better Jurassic World trailer than the Jurassic World trailer. But
you don't think so? I liked the Jurassic World trailer. It's still not showing a lot, but that's okay. But I'm more intrigued now that there seems to be, like, I've seen like a little bit more of what's coming in the movie besides a volcano exploding, because that's only the first hour of the film. So
So
I'm curious what's coming next. But I think I just like dinosaurs more than you like dinosaurs.
I don't think that's true at all. I love Jurassic Park. I just don't. I'm that's the whatever story they're telling with this movie doesn't seem that compelling to me.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's the most compelling. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not as hyped for it as, say, another trailer that dropped.
Oh.
If I could solo out one of those trailers, if there was a trailer, I could really chewy into the meat and potatoes of this trailer. if I could get my Hans on one of these.
Could you just Lando on one thing and just kind of.
Okay. So if I don't want to take a millennium to talk about this, so I want to talk about Solo, a Star Wars Story.
Yes.
If I almost said Solo, a Solo Story, you know, that's not right.
That's not right. You know, we weren't sure whether Solo was going to be previewed at the Super Bowl, or we had heard that it was going to come out during Good Morning America the day after, but then the question still remained, will there be some kind of teaser, some kind of trailer during the Super Bowl too? And the answer turned out to be both. We got both. We got a little teaser during and then the full trailer the morning after.
Yeah, both are about the Super Bowl is about 45 seconds long and the full trailer is about a minute and 30. Mm-hmm. But they both have separate footage. So actually we got a really good picture of what this film is about. And I've gone on record saying that I was not excited for this film. Like, I didn't think making a Han Solo movie. I wasn't incredibly interested. It just, Han Solo, I felt, was a character that was we're not making a young, the adventures of Luke Skywalker in the middle of Jedi and Force Awakens film, you know? So why do I need to see somebody recast as Han Solo? Blah, 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 blah. That being said, now that I've seen the trailer, I will eat my own words. I think it looks good, and I'm very excited to see this movie.
I was, I had forgotten that you weren't that hyped about it, and so when you texted me and you were like, damn, it looks good, I was like, did you think it wouldn't be? Like, I had forgotten, and you had said it, I think, on this show, that you just weren't that excited about it.
No, and I wasn't that excited about Rogue One either, and that movie was great, blew me out of the water, so... and I actually just watched it a couple weeks ago and I was like, man, still this movie's so good. Like, it's really good. The part of me wasn't super pumped for it because we've talked about this plenty of times, but I love Star Wars because of the Jedi. And so, sometimes the other aspects of Star Wars, I'm not particularly up on. However, there were a few things in these trailers that I was slightly invested in a way that I didn't think I was going to be. So for instance, do you want to just kind of, instead of going in order, do you just want to, like, whatever caught our eye kind of thing?
Yeah, for sure. Well, what were some of the things that, you know, you caught your eye that you weren't expecting?
One, they're on Kamino at one point. Really interesting to me. So do you think it's Kamino, that water planet?
Because
I'm
not sure.
The architecture looks just like it. So he's driving like the speeder with Emilia Clarke in the Kira, I think her name is, in the film. So there, and he kind of, like, I think it's in more in the Super Bowl ad where he's like kicked out of the Academy, you know, because I had my own ideas or whatever he says. And he kind of takes like a sharp turn and goes around a long walkway. I'm pretty sure that's Kamino.
Oh, it
like without the rain.
What I'm not sure about is we don't know what, like, his home planet of Corellia looks like. So that could be Corellia for all we know.
That's true, but I think doubtful, because he's already with Emilia Clarke at that point. This movie is definitely a heist movie in some way.
Definitely, you know, you got to be a heist movie.
You got Woody Harrelson's character going, I'm putting together a team, you know, and you're not making the Avengers, so it's got to be
a heist. Han starts the full trailer by saying, I've been running scams since I was 10. So it's a con artist movie. It's a heist movie. It sounds like, you know, Ocean's 11, but from the point of view of one of the members of the team.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's not going to work, and which is why he goes solo. No, hey, I don't know. I kind of want his name just to be Han Solo, though. There's a part, like, if you if you change your name and you choose it to become Solo, I think for whatever reason that makes him less of an interesting character.
I want that to be his real name.
You're choosing your last... Yeah, just make it his real name. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's you know... Luke's a big dreamer. His last name is Skywalker. That doesn't... Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he's got his head in the clouds. Like, it's fine. All these names are, you know... Princess Leia is a Leia, you know? Like, that's, you know... I don't know. She has organs. She's a human. Princess Leia Organa.
So bad.
So anyway, one of the things I noticed, which was real fun, which the internet actually backed this up for me on, the speeder that he's driving around in with Amelia Clark is based on a Ford Falcon from the 60s. Cool. Harrison Ford, hey. Millennium Falcon, Ford Falcon.
Nice.
Isn't that great? I'll send you the picture. Like, it's actually undeniable when you see the back of it. So a few other things caught my eye. One, the Millennium Falcon looks different. One, it's clean, which is awesome. We get to see a brand spanking new Falcon, which I love because this is in some ways the transitionary period between the shiny sleekness of the prequels to the dirty, grungy side of the original trilogy.
That's true.
Because this would take place, obviously, years and years even before Rogue One. So this is almost like, what would you say, 10 years after Revenge of the Sith, something like that?
It's hard to say, right? But if what do you think? You think he's 10 years older than Luke?
I would say he's about 10 years older than Luke, yeah. 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 I'd say about 10, yeah. Because he's definitely supposed to be in his early 20s.
And 10 years after Revenge of the Sith, Luke would be 10. So another 10 years after would be when A New Hope happens to be 20, which would make Han about 30. So, I think that adds up.
Yeah, that checks out. Yeah, because Harrison Ford was 32, something like that when he played Han Solo. Yeah, so I think that's about right. So anyway, so that's literally the middle transitionary period. So we should still be seeing some kind of sleekness in some way before the grunge of the Empire really gets in the way. So I love that. But more importantly, the front of the Falcon is not two-pronged. It's one. It doesn't have like the magnet look to it. It kind of folds in together, like forming one point. So I think and then I'll let you talk because I think I've been talking for 15 minutes straight. I think the two-pronged Falcon is the special modification that Han makes to the Falcon that he talks about in Episode 4. You know, she's got a lot of heart. I've made a lot of special modifications myself. I think part of that is the look of the ship in the front, whatever like point that serves for the ship's like speed or whatever.
I think I disagree with you because I'm looking at some stills from the trailer, and I don't think that's changed because that's like the fundamental structure of the ship. You know what I mean? Like of the hull.
What are you talking about? It doesn't look anything like the front of the Falcon.
It's okay. I'll send you. I'm trying to get this screenshot that I can send you. But like, and if I can get it to work, I'll like it's a GIF, and there's like one frame where you can see it. And I think I disagree with you. But let me see if I can grab it and you know send it to you, and I'll put it in the show notes if I can grab it too. But like we don't really see the ship enough in this to really know that, I don't think, but in this one action shot that I'm looking at, I think it's the same. I mean, there's the cockpit off to the side, you know, and then the actual like shape of the ship is to me looks the same.
No, I disagree, and I can also send you something.
Okay. Yeah.
To great podcasting here. We just send each other pictures.
But that putting that aside for a second, to not get hung up on that. I am really excited to see the Falcon looking so like clean and new. I definitely think that the scene, like the white hallway, like I never expected that hallway was at some point white. Like that never even occurred to me that it was at some point white.
Me
I
figured either, it was some which other makes color. That hall right, which makes that hallway so gross.
Mm-hmm.
Now that like you see that ship and you're like, oh my god, take a Clorox wipe and just like wipe that down just a little bit on like. Oh my god, that's horrible.
Clean something ever.
What do you think about what was the thing when you saw in this trailer where you're like, wow, I can't wait to see more of that? In either trailer, I guess.
For me, I think it's these planetscapes. Like the there's that one shot of the like a sunrise over those like snowy peak rocks and mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Super pretty. Not something I really expect from Star Wars. I'm also really interested in like I want to know what all these like. Are we seeing Corellia? Are we seeing Kessel? Like what is this that we're seeing? What are all these places? And like what is their overall? You know, how do they play into the story?
Yeah, I think we'll definitely see Corellia. I'm still going to say that water thing is Kamino. I think that's
okay.
Partly where the heist takes place.
The heist aspect of it in general is probably the one thing that I am the most excited about. Watching the full trailer when it dropped made me much more excited than anything up to this point. Like the idea that it is a heist movie, I'm like, oh, that's amazing. I'm so there.
The heist thing is definitely intriguing to me. I'm honestly most excited for Lando because we've seen him twice. He doesn't say anything. Once he's looking super cool in a big fur coat, and all he's doing is smiling at a table in the next one. But all of that, he's got all of the Billy Dee Williams swagger like that you could and like I'm most excited for that. I did love the little move he does with the hair that Solo does with the Falcon where he like hits the TIE fighter.
Yeah.
You know, like he like swivels and hits the TIE fighter and he's like, We're fine. That's what we're totally fine. Yeah. That seems like I wish he sounded a little bit more like Harrison Ford. No, he doesn't. Which was, you know, I wonder if that's a Ron Howard thing. I wonder if he was doing kind of a Harrison Ford impression, you know, originally, and it wasn't working. So
maybe I kind of feel like it's just an Alden Ehrenreich thing of like he kind of looks like him, but he doesn't sound like him.
Right. Which I think in a lot of ways, it's more important to get the tone of the character than Harrison Ford. You know, if you can be Han Solo, don't be Harrison Ford.
Yeah, you don't
Ford,
have to sound exactly. You know? You don't have to do an impression of him. It's more about capturing the essence and the swagger and all those things. It doesn't have to be a downright, like, I can do the voice. Like, that's less important.
Right. It's almost like watching people, like actors play the presidents or at least in some ways real, like I want to say it's the movie The Butler. Didn't Alan Rickman play Reagan or something like that? And he wasn't doing or you know what? Actually it's like, Frost Nixon, Frank Langella.
Yeah.
He's not really doing a Nixon. He's just like being Nixon. And I think I'm hoping that, Ehrenreich is more in line with that. Part of me wishes he sounded more like him and that his hair looked less dumb, but you know, it doesn't look as dumb as I expected it to.
Right.
So that's the important part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right about Alan Rickman as Ronald Reagan in The Butler. There were a few of the presidents in that movie that I felt Robin Williams as Dwight Eisenhower. Also was sort of like,
oh yeah,
you know, it's like it was directionally, you know, sort of like like what Eisenhower was like. So yeah, I totally get that, and I agree with that sentiment very much. To backtrack for a quick second, I'm seeing a different screenshot of the Falcon, and I think you're right. Seeing it, yeah, I'm seeing another one here where it's a much clearer shot, and I think you're right. There is something different there. So, but it's just like unfathomable to me of like how you would, how is that possible? Like, so how did he like? I guess he like, did this ship get destroyed and he had to like rebuild part of it? Like.
Or he took off the front of it. He took off the front of it and, like, you know, put on a new front.
It's interesting.
Yeah. See, okay. Yeah. I'm looking at the picture that you just sent me. And see, it's like, it's kind of like a triangle up top. It's not like, it's not a magnet. It comes together and it comes together in the middle. Now, alternatively, if you really, if you look at a picture of the Falcon, it's kind of got like, almost like an opening in the middle where that bit, where that, you know, that bit. So maybe, just maybe, it moves.
Oh, I was going to say maybe, you know, maybe he just put an opening there where there wasn't before.
Well, you mean, I see, I don't think he necessarily took like the middle section out or anything, although maybe he did, but that's what I think. Maybe it's retractable or maybe it, you know, and there's a reason for that. Or I really think it's the special modifications that he... I really think it's that kind of special modification.
I think like, that's more likely.
It makes the ship go faster.
More likely than it being
something like that.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm curious how it ties into the film, because I don't think it's his. I think we're going to see it's Lando's.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think that's,
but somehow he gets to be the pilot.
Somehow maybe he hires him to be the pilot. I mean, like maybe it's Lando owns the ship, but he doesn't fly it.
He's Baby Driver.
He's Baby Driver. Yeah. Like, you know, in a heist, you need the getaway driver, right? Maybe that's what Han's role is or something.
Maybe he's the getaway driver. Yeah. I don't know. Well, how do you think Emilia Clarke plays into all of this? Because that, when we first see her in the Super Bowl trailer, she's wearing almost looks like Imperial gear.
Well,
you know, you know, she's got a fabulous cape on and everything, but then the way that we see her in the rest of the time, like she seems to be part of the team. So maybe she's the, you know, not the spy necessarily, but maybe she's like the Matt Damon character from Ocean's 11, you know, like coming in and be like, I'm here to check the bills or whatever, you know, maybe.
Well, I'm going to throw something maybe a little out there. What if this movie is not really about the Empire being the bad guys? Like, what if the Empire in this movie is just sort of kind of there and it's just kind of neutral and it's just kind of like the government? And it's not really a movie about taking down the Empire or fighting the Empire, because the Empire is the background to this story and it's not integral to the story. And whoever they're fighting or stealing stuff from or whatever in this sort of cowboy heist film, it's not the Empire. Like, because at the beginning we see him signing up of the teaser and the trailer, like signing up to join the, you know, academy or whatever. So what if like it's only been 10 years since Revenge of the Sith, not everybody realizes how oppressive the Empire is. There's still a Senate. There's still all this stuff. The full transition to full evil hasn't happened yet. And so this movie isn't really exploring that. It's exploring a story that happens in that universe where that just happens to be the government and he's not fighting against it.
I completely agree with that. I don't think that the Empire, I don't know if they're the background, but I don't think they're the main adversary.
Now, that said, we do see him getting chased by a Star Destroyer and a bunch of TIE fighters. So, you know.
Right. Well, they might not be the main adversary, but I think that the heist still involves the Empire. Okay. Yeah. Like, they're the thing that they have to rob from, but they're not. They're not rebels. They're not trying to fight the Empire.
It's not on principle.
They need something
the Empire has a bunch of money and they want some of it.
Right. You know, George Clooney's not trying to fight the casino. He needs something from the casino.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my understanding, I think it can't be that they're fighting the Empire, because that takes away from Han's arc in A New Hope.
Right.
Because he has zero interest in fighting the Empire, literally up until the time he comes back at the end of the film to help Luke. And even then, he's really just helping Luke.
Yes.
And it's not, until Return of the Jedi that he is actually fighting actively against the Empire and not, like, in some ways attempting to leave.
Right.
Because even at the beginning of Empire Strikes Back, he is like, you know, I got to go run with bounty hunters in Ord Mandel, blah, 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 all that stuff. So it's, you know, he's that would take away from all of that. So I think they're the middle people, because it's hard to have a Star Wars movie set around the time of the Empire and not include the Empire in some
sure.
way.
I mean, very obvious, clearly, like, from looking at these trailers, the Empire is in it, is all over it. I just think that it's more, maybe saying background was a little too strong, but they're not fighting the Empire to take them down like the Rebels are. Just, I think what you said is on point. It's not about fighting, mm-hmm. taking down the Empire. It's more of like, all right, I'm going up against them, but not on principle, not because, you know, it's the right thing to do. It's more because, well, they're rich. So, you know, can I get some of that?
Mm-hmm.
I want some of that money. Do you, some of those credits.
Yeah. Do you think that we're going to see some Boba Fett?
I think we'll see a Boba Fett cameo. I think we'll see
Do you think we'll see R2 and C-3PO? They've been in every film.
I think there'll be a cameo of some, you know, of some kind. I think we'll see a Jabba mention or cameo or something. You know, I just think it'd be really difficult to not. There's a checklist of, there's like a bingo card of things you need to check off. Like that bingo card that you and I were looking at the other day.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. I'll put this in the show notes too. There was, if I can find it again, somebody put together a really funny, here it is, bingo card of things that need to be in Solo, and like C-3PO and R2 cameo, Greedo cameo, Carbonite reference, Blaster origin, quips, Dice origin.
The dice are in the dice are in
I
there.
I didn't notice, are they?
They're okay. They're in the speeder that I said is a Ford Falcon.
Oh, they're there?
They're dangling from there.
Super
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, so we'll definitely see the dice, which is good, because I think that'll, I mean, they've been there since the 70s,
right.
But I think to really follow that arc through will add more impact to that dice passing in Last
right.
Jedi.
Right.
So yeah. Yeah, I was really pleasantly surprised with this. It looks so much like a Ron Howard movie.
It really does. Like,
yeah, it does not resemble anything that came before with the previous mm-hmm. directors. This is Ron Howard. Ron Howard has remade this movie.
Yes.
And so
it did. I didn't get any Lord and Miller vibe from it at all.
I did, but continue. What were you going to... I'll tell you
okay.
where, but
I do want to hear that, because I really was watching it, and I was just sort of like, this feels very much like a Ron Howard. If Ron Howard made a heist movie, this is what it would... You know, in space, this would be it. I mean, there was a couple of humorous moments, but I don't know. What felt like Lord and Miller to you?
Lord and Miller, the Super Bowl trailer yeah. with the Imperial officer, when he said... Oh, you want to help the galaxy? See, up, oh, you sign up. You're going to love it. Like his delivery to me didn't feel like Ron Howard or Star Wars. It felt like Lord and Miller.
Okay,
it felt very modern and snappy and a little bit improv'd. Like, you know, and that to me felt more them.
Okay.
And then that was the only time in any trailer that I felt that way, and I didn't hate it. I'm not like it. I didn't dislike it, but I heard it and I went, that doesn't sound like everything else.
Yeah. Okay. I could see that. I could kind of see that one going either way, but I could definitely see it, you know? Yeah. Either way. So yeah. Including the, I think that when we actually see the film, I think there will be, I think kind of like when Joss Whedon came in on and finished Justice League, there'll be things where we will be debating, was that Lord and Miller or was that Ron Howard? Like, We'll have our theories, you know. I'll think this joke sounds like Lord and Miller. You'll think, no, that's classic Ron Howard or whatever, and we'll probably never find out. But I think there'll be a lot of those kind of moments.
That's true. But I think for whatever reason, I think it feels more very established that Ron Howard reshot like 80% of this
giant
film.
Giant chunk of the movie. Vast majority.
Whereas the Whedon stuff on Justice League, after seeing that film, I'd say 30%, something like that. You know, it was a lot of, you could see like the green screen bits or like the some of the humor bits, and other things were complete surprise, like the montage shot, opening shot of Justice League, like the credits, that was Joss Whedon. That feels like classic Snyder, and it was all Joss Whedon. Yeah. So yeah, so who knows? I think I'm gonna go into this movie not really looking for Lord and Miller stuff. I'm going in to watch a Ron Howard Star Wars movie.
Agreed. I won't be able to help myself though, and I will be wondering. There will be jokes, and I'll wonder. Who was that? whose work was that? And
well, you could say it was Lawrence Kasdan if it made you feel better. Any better?
That's true. Yeah. I'm very excited about this movie more than I was before. I was cautiously optimistic before, without knowing what the story was going to be, because even Rogue One, we knew what the story was going to be, right? We knew what the basic premise of the movie was. All we had for this was, it's young Han Solo and Lando's in it too. We didn't even know for sure that Chewie was going to be in this, I don't think.
We didn't know for sure.
No. I mean, maybe people who are following it even more closely than I am knew that, what's his name, the guy who
Chewie was nowadays. I can't remember his name, but I think we knew Chewie was going to be. Yeah, I think we knew Chewie was going to be in it, but I think people were debating whether it was going to be the beginning of their friendship. Sure. Was it already established? Anything like that? And it feels to me like they're already established. You know, particularly, you know, like the, you know, when Chewie says something and Han says that means yes. We're in or something. That means yes. Yeah. So that I'm excited for a film actually that puts Chewie in a lot of ways in front and center, where he is. And he's always like a side character in all the films. But whereas if your main character is Han Solo, Chewie's kind of the next step right next to that. So, and whereas he was really shoved to the side in Last Jedi, I'm excited to see him kind of shine through here.
I agree. I agree. I'm excited for that.
I didn't think I was going to be excited for this film as much as I was, but here we are.
Here we are. And we're both excited for it.
Here we are. Do you have anything else that you'd like to say?
No, That's all I've really got for now. I'm really excited for Lando. I'm really, really excited for Donald Glover's Lando. He looks fantastic in the role. He barely got to say anything in the trailer, but
didn't say anything in the trailer. Smiled.
Looked fantastic.
Yeah, but you looking fly. I like it. So that means you can find us on at beerwithgeeks.com and Twitter and Gmail and Facebook and thoughtbubbleaudio.com, where you can check out all of our Thought Bubble audio shows, such as Supergirl TV Talk, Tolkien TV Talk, Academy Rewind, Hate Watch with us, Starkville House of El Krypton. You can also rate and review us on iTunes, and you can head over to patreon.com and check out all the Patreon goodies over there. Frank, I think I did it. I took us all out.
I think you did.
Okay, well then, that means until next time, cheers.